right around the corner, and your systems are now being put in with the new guys, the old guys are grasping it even more?
Well, I think you feel pretty good because you've had two sessions of seven-day workouts, and everybody's got a feel for the system, minus a few guys that just came out of the World League, and obviously one or two other players. So for the most part, they've got a good feel of what we're doing. Today we did a little something different. We worked on the two-minute offense, the four-minute goal line situation football that we haven't gone over. So it wasn't just a review of our normal situation. So that was some good work today.
But the way the NFL is structured nowadays, it seems like you're in and you're out. You don't get time off anymore, do you, at all? I mean, it's just nonstop with all these OTAs and everything.
Well, you know, you do. You try to, you know, try to work that in. You know, like the players get off about a month and a half, 2 months at the end of the season. Hopefully, it's not a full 2 months if you're doing anything in the playoffs. And, you know, we're working on free agency, the draft, and things along those lines. This is our time where we get away a little bit from a coaching standpoint. We come back in the middle of vacation, you know, for obvious reasons, to make sure the guys are working hard and just to kind of get back on football, besides just not working out, running, and lifting, to get some football-related drills. And I think it's a good breakup for our coaches, and I think the players like it as well.
Mike, how much do you think playing in Europe helps guys? And do you think that there really needs to be a kind of developmental league?
Well, it's helped a number of our players, you know, Byron Chamberlain, Matt Lepsis. We've got a number of players over there that have come back and really played well. And so I think it's some good experience. Obviously, we're not going to do that anymore. So that's a point you know, really don't go over. But I think it has helped some of our younger players.
What do you think about Jimmy today?
Well, Jimmy?
Yeah, he told me, he said this is the worst practice he's had. He said it was terrible.
I really didn't get a chance to see him. You know, we're going to look at film over the next couple hours and look at practice. It's going to take him a while. You know, he hasn't been in camp, really doesn't know our system. And so we'll get a chance, to work here a couple days. And the week before we start camp, our coaches, you know, obviously will all be here. We'll work with a lot of the young guys that haven't been part of the organization over the last few months.
What are your impressions of Jay Cutler so far?
Well, he's undefeated this year, so he's doing a heck of a job. So, he's doing a good job. You know, he's worked extremely hard since April, and hopefully he can keep it going. You know, it's a process, a growing process, and you know he's mature. He's been working extremely hard, and I just hopefully the learning curve just keeps on growing. And he plays well.
What would you like to see him work on the most?
There's so much to work on. You know, it's a growing process. You know, the thing that we have to do is give him a supporting cast where we don't put all the pressure on his shoulders. Where you got a good running game, you got a play action game, you got a drop back game, because a quarterback can't do it all. And hopefully we have the pieces in order to take a little pressure off of him.
So he's also obviously been picking the brain of Patrick Ramsey, but he's also talked to Brett Favre. Is that something that you encourage to call some of the quote-unquote greats to get their thoughts on how he should approach year two?
Well, you know, I've had the opportunity to be around some of those greats through the years, so you know what they're thinking, you know how they react. But you know, all these quarterbacks talk to these guys and they're going to pick their brain. You know, a guy like John Elway or Joe Montana, Steve Young, heck, they're going to, the guys that I've been around, that's, you know, the great ones, the Hall of Famers, are constantly trying to learn. When I was with Peyton Manning at the Pro Bowl, he's the same way. You know, he just asking question after question, and Jay's the same way. You know, guys that want to learn, going to ask questions, and he's been doing an excellent job.
You mentioned a lot of great quarterbacks, all of them that you've either worked with or had play for you for a game or two. How much do you facilitate those conversations? Does Jay come to you? Do you go to Jay? I can probably get you his number. Maybe you might want to talk to him. How does that work out?
Well, I give him all the numbers of all the guys. And
really?
Make him talk to him at least 2 or 3 times a day. It's, you know, these guys are grown men. You know, they're going to ask questions of guys that they're around, and I'll share some stories about maybe a guy's work habits in the off-season program, how he goes about, you know, the summer program, OTA days, things along those lines. But, you know, everybody's a little bit different. And, you know, what we concentrate on is what we're doing, and hopefully, you know, the guys that want to learn will keep on asking questions and keep on growing.
With everything the commission's doing right now to kind of clean up this league and keep guys off on the right path, are you surprised that a guy like Kenny would make a mistake like that?
Well, you just, you know, sometimes it's not a conscious mistake. You take the wrong supplement and all of a sudden a guy might not know that he's making a mistake and he makes one. And it just takes, you know, one slip up. If you slip up once and you don't know what's going on in your body, you're going to you're going to pay the price, and you're responsible for what goes in your body. That's the bottom line. He's been looking good the last couple of weeks. We didn't practice him today, but he's ahead of schedule, and when we start camp, he should be 100% go.
What does it mean to have a guy like that? He's got a couple of Super Bowl rings, played with Peyton Manning. Jay Cutler even talked about how you might be able to pick his brain on becoming a better quarterback.
Well, you like guys with as many rings as possible. You know, we've got a number of guys with rings on this team. But the thing about Brandon Stokley, he's always been a worker. He's come in here, obviously, with an injury. He's rehabbed that extremely well. He's doing everything we've asked him to do. And we know personally that he's made a number of big plays, especially that one game. Not that I remember. Was it 11 catches for 173 yards or something like that? But he's pretty good.
What was your first reaction when you saw Javon's new haircut?
I thought he missed half of his head.
Mike, did Kenny tell you, was it a supplement that he took that had a better?
I'm not going to go into that. I think I just told you, but you got to pay attention.
Coach, how much do you think the five games that Jay started at the end of the season will help him much more this season?
Well, I think it always helps, you know, some experience. You know, he played five games, and obviously that's going to help him for next year. Like I said before, you know, when one guy doesn't do it, there's a lot of good quarterbacks that look very average because they don't have the supporting cast. We've got to play extremely well as a group, and if we do that, he's going to have a heck of a year if we put all the pressure on him. Obviously, one guy can't carry the load, so hopefully we'll get it done.